Well, I'll throw it out there. We thought you should have been there. Just
thank you.
How do you feel about not being selected?
It is what it is. It's a popularity contest. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't surprised, but I have no problem, you know, taking that time to spend it with my family. So it is what it is.
You've got to be pretty happy with the start to your season so far, and I guess this is maybe, is it fair to say, the early parts of people starting to take more notice of Blake Wheeler?
Well, apparently not. No, I'm just kidding. But, it's not about me. It's not about, you know, stuff like that. I've been worried about, you know, how are we going to get our team where we need it to be. And I think we're getting there. So, you know, I've told you guys all year long, my sole focus is everything I got for 60 minutes every night. So on that scale, I feel like I've, given myself a passing grade. And, it's just hopefully we can translate that into some more victories the second half of the year.
I know you talk about the team, but just the focus on yourself here. You've been in the top 10 for a while in scoring now. How much do you wake up in the morning and just kind of look and say, yeah, you know what, I've done a good job here so far?
You know what, I'm not trying to be humble in front of you. The truth of the matter is, you know, I don't wake up after a loss feeling much of anything positive. I get more satisfaction out of what we did yesterday than, you know, waking up being in the top 10 in scoring. So, you know, I've always been a big believer that the results follow you, you know, when you do things the right way, when you work hard, when your heart's in the right place. So I think, you know, that's been an example of that the early part of the season. But like I said before, you know, I'm trying to get that to translate into wins for our team, because that's the rewarding thing. You know, you could finish first in the league in scoring and be sitting there watching the playoffs, and it doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
As someone who's been a teammate of his for a long time, what's it been like for you to see Dustin's development in terms of his all-around game and embracing the defensive side as well?
Buff's been a big part of what we do. We don't make the playoffs last year without him. He's been an integral part of what we've been doing since day one here. So, well deserved for him. I know he'll enjoy the experience, and he's definitely grown as a player, certainly the last few years, and he's a big part of what we do.
Will you even watch the All-Star game?
I can't imagine I would. Like I said, you know, I'm gonna use that time, soak up as much time I can with my wife and two kids. You know, I feel like I haven't seen them, you know, for 3 or 4 months now. So, I think we'll have some good FaceTime.